right, welcome back. Episode 21, post-Labor Day weekend. It was a hell of a weekend.
Post-birthday, bro.
Dude, yeah, it's freaking party too hard, but...
You went down to Del Mar? Any winners?
I had one winner that saved me. That's about it. Slick Rick. Hey,
those feel good, though, you know?
They do.
You're chasing, and you get one winner just to...
All you need is one. It was a good time, but let's talk about...
Slick Rick buy the place? Did he walk away with the deed to the place?
He brought about a million drinks. He kept hitting. I think he won over a grand or something. It's typical things from Slick Rick.
That's why you sent me a picture, and I said, dude, they need to put this picture on the wall at that place, all right? They need to be a Hall of Fame.
It's crazy, but it's no surprise. So what did you think of that Giants-Dodgers series? I mean, we lost 2 of 3. It's not the end of the world, but I mean, it kind of hurts.
It's not the end of the world. It hurts. We let them back into first place. Again, I keep on saying it, and maybe I sound like a broken record. It is, we're about 3.5 weeks out to the end of the season from where we are right now. I'm still not worried. I know we just lost to the Cardinals. The Giants won. We're 1.5 back as of recording this right now. I'm still not worried.
Rockies aren't doing us any favors, dude. They're blowing.
Rockies are not doing us any favors.
And they take 2 of 3 from us.
And then the Giants, that's what's frustrating. But you know what? I'm still not worried. I still feel confident. The Pollock injury hurts a little bit.
It does.
I hopefully he's going to be back though in time for playoffs.
Gonsolin back tomorrow. Kershaw back Monday. Dude, this is huge. I'm tired of these bullpen games, bro. What about you?
I'm tired of it too. But the fact that we're only still 1.5 back,
it's huge.
So
I know
many injuries.
What do we go like 26-3? I mean, we still had a we're winning too. It's just the Giants don't lose.
We were 25 out of 28. Now we're 26 out of 29 or something. No,
you're
right.
I mean, we're playing good ball. That's why you can't panic. It just sucks when you see your second place, but it doesn't mean.
And here's the thing. The Giants, dude, they haven't had much injuries, dude. They've been so lucky right now to avoid a lot of injuries. The Dodgers has just been hit by the injury bug one too many times this season.
But I think we'll get everyone back at the right time. We'll get everyone back.
I agree. I'm not worried. I think we still take the West, dude. I still think we take the West.
You said we need Pollock back, right? You want to hear these stats without Pollock?
We need Pollock back. We need Pollock back big time.
You want to hear this? Since August 20th, Bellinger and your boy Billy McKinney have combined for 63 outs and 72 plate appearances.
Oh, my God.
With 0 extra base hits. This is not a belt. This is not a Bellinger hate pot.
It's being realistic. It's not good, man.
McKinney. What? Yeah, I mean, it's just automatic outs every time those guys are out there.
And that's the thing. I think what do we have to do? We have to put Bellinger in the lineup now with Pollock hurt.
Yeah, I know. And then they put Taylor in left.
Yeah.
He made a couple of defense. I don't know, man.
Let's talk about positive.
Yeah.
It was great. I can't stand St. Louis. They've ripped our hearts out so many times in the playoffs, but I think it was awesome to see Pujols hit the home run, get the standing ovation from the Cardinals fans.
You can't write that shit, dude. Amazing, man. And I love how we take the first two right away. As long as we take 3 or 4 from St. Louis, we never do well.
Win every series. That's the goal at this point. You know what? You're not going to win every game, win every series at least.
And freaking Wainwright, that guy's pitching like he was when they won the World Series. Man, what the hell's going on?
10 years ago, Wainwright. Where'd he come from, man?
I don't know, man.
It's okay. I'm not worried. I'm not worried.
We're good. We'll win tomorrow. And then we're playing the Padres again. And then Diamondbacks. Those teams are donezo.
Exactly. I think we win those games, the Giants will falter. Don't worry. The Giants will falter. We just need to do our own thing. You know what we need to do? Don't even worry about the Giants. Don't even look in the other lane. Stay in our lane. Put our head down. Just win.
That's it. Just win, baby. Like Al Davis.
Let the Giants shoot themselves in the foot. Don't worry about them. We're playing our own game.
I agree, bro. Sticking to baseball. Hey, congrats to Derek Jeter. It's no surprise, except for that one. There was one guy who didn't vote for him. I mean,
he called him out in his speech too, which is fantastic.
Well, do you think that he does that so he could be talked about, be relevant for a day? The writer? Serious question.
I totally understand that serious question, and I agree. I see where you're coming from. I didn't think of it that way, but I don't think so. I just think the writer is probably one of those baseball purists that he just refuses to give anybody 100% of the vote.
Yeah.
And I think after Mariano got 100% of the vote, he was probably like, damn it, I thought somebody else would leave him off, so yeah. I have to be the guy to leave somebody off next time.
I mean, yeah, Derek Jeter, I've always nothing to say bad against that guy. And dude, I think he has a better off the field career with all.
he's back to some talent, bro. Yeah, those he gift was talented baskets, on the field yeah. and off the field. The gift baskets, signed baseballs for girls' fathers. I mean, that's legendary, bro. That's legendary.
It is. Who probably one of the clutchest players in the game of all time. He's got to be up there with Big Poppy, right? And who else?
He was clutch. And you know what? When he was playing, because I wasn't a Yankees guy.
No, I mean, yeah.
And he used to make those plays so clutch. I used to get so frustrated, and I would just be like, the guy is so lucky. But you know what, man? Rather be lucky than good. You know, yeah. that toss to home plate against Oakland. Oh,
I was just going to bring that up. Yeah, dude. I mean,
and when that happened, I was so bitter and I was so annoyed. And I said, oh my God, how lucky is this guy? But you know what, man? Hats off to him, dude. Rather be lucky than good.
Now batting. What's the guy, the announcer always like? Now batting.
Number two.
Derek Jeter. Number two.
Number two. Yeah.
Hey, goat. Props to the goat, man.
And it was pretty cool, you know, when I went to Yankee Stadium earlier in the year, I saw the memorial back there. I saw, you know, the numbers retired. I got to give the guy credit, man, you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You just were there. Yeah.
Legend.
Do you have a statue yet? I'm sure he will. Now. He will.
He will now, probably. I think they probably waited until after the Hall of Fame and induction, which I think is the smart way to do it.
A-Rod's not getting no statue there, right?
He's not getting no statue.
He did come clutch when they won, but I'm sure he was taking something.
Oh, of course he was taking something, but
whatever.
To me, I still picture A-Rod with the bitch slap against the Marlins when he slapped the ball out of was it Bronson Arroyo's glove running to first base?
Oh, dude, and then
in the World Series,
yeah, bro,
he runs the second. He's like, What did I do, little old me?
Okay,
yeah, bro. He was a cheater in the game. He's a cheater out of the game. Just ask J-Lo.
Oh, I know. All right, dude. So I'm wearing the Falcons hat because this is enough about MLB, man. Long season. They still got one. Yeah. Dude, there's NFL tomorrow, bro.
I know. It's tomorrow already. Actually, I think we're T minus under. We're under 24 hours. This is 24 hours.
Dude, insane, man.
When this pod drops, it's going to be game day. So, you know what? I'm going to say that there's NFL tonight.
Tom Brady getting his rings. Tampa Bay against your Cowboys. You love the Cowboys.
It's not without Zanucci.
Oh, man. I don't even, yeah, dude. What do we even begin? Do we give out some
What are some of the headline stories today? I mean, the Ravens lose another running back. Yeah,
it's been kind of a slow news day for the NFL. They're all just getting in gear. The Deshaun Watson story still, he's going to be on the, that's just weird. I don't know.
At least he's not starting.
No, I know.
He's not starting. But it's Taylor's just weird. Starting. Thank God.
Yeah, Tyrod. He'll win you a few games, but I don't know. Well, let's give out some division winners, bro.
Division winners. I like it. You know what? I got my division winners. I'm ready. I'm so ready. I'm pumped. I think what we do is let's give out some division winners. This is going to be great to look back on 5-6 months from now and see how close we were.
We'll give division winners and then we'll give the who you like coming up.
Championship games
and the Super Bowl.
We got locks. We got our action at the urinal.
Let's go. Oh, yeah. We'll get into that, dude.
We can recap that last weekend also. And then
we weren't playing around. We're not playing around here. All right. We'll start with the AFC North, dude. You go.
AFC North. This is a tough one, man. This is a tough one because I think two teams get out of the AFC North. I would have said Ravens a little a couple weeks ago. The Browns could do it. I think it's between those two teams. But you know what? I will stick with the Ravens. I think they got the better defense. So I'm saying the Ravens come out of the NFC North. Browns a close second.
Yeah, I'm going with the Browns, dude. I liked what I saw last year in that playoff game. No, I know. Yeah, either way.
I'm not mad at you.
Crazy. Good for them. I'm happy for Cleveland fans. They actually have a shot to do.
And first game right out of the gate for Cleveland is against Kansas City. Does it get any better than that? A rematch?
It really doesn't. The
playoffs?
There's so many good games this weekend. We'll get into that too. AFC South. This is a tough one. I think it's between the Titans and Bills. Do you agree? Oh no, sorry, Bills. Titans and Colts. Sorry, not Bills. Yeah, what the heck, Colts. So, Titans, Colts.
A couple pods ago, I did give a kind of like a outside take. I don't think the Titans make the playoffs this year. I think they're one of the teams that made it last year.
I like that bold take. I think we wrote it down.
The Colts win the division.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of hype on the Titans the last couple of years. Yep. They signed Julio, but he's not the same. He's my boy, but he's not going to be the same.
Yeah. The only good thing for the Titans that they got going is that's such a weak division. They get to play Jacksonville twice. They get to play Houston twice. So, that's four wins right there. So
it's going to be a race down the finish for sure. Right to the finish. I think Colts too, man. If Wynn stays healthy, I think everyone thinks he's done. I like Colts too. So
I agree. I like the Colts taking it. It hurts a little bit having T.Y. out for a little bit, but I think they'll be fine.
I don't think the Titans D is good, man.
I agree.
AFC East. Everyone and their mom is on the Bills. I get that. They're coming off an unbelievable year. Josh Allen, your boy.
Love Josh Allen.
Man, but
I just think the Patriots
made some moves this offseason. If Mac Jones is anything, I mean, he must be good because he's fitting the system. I mean, they got rid of Cam.
I'm on the Patriots train right now. I'm sipping the Patriots Kool-Aid right now. I get Buffalo. I respect Buffalo. I think Buffalo's pass rush is just not good. That is their weak spot, and you have to have solid pass rush in this league.
What do we say about hype, man? It's never good. Bills are getting all the hype, which I don't blame them. They're good, but New England – Belichick likes where he's at right now.
And here's the thing. The Patriots had an off year last year. Obviously, year you lose Brady. If you look back in history, how many teams lost a star franchise quarterback, had one rebuilding year, and the very year after that rebuilding
year, did they go 500?
Have come back solid mid-playoffs.
Oh, yeah, maybe. Yeah. So that's what I'm saying.
Patriots make the playoffs. I'm calling it right now. Patriots make the playoffs, and I think they only finish maybe a game or two games max behind the Bills. I think because I'm not in the division.
I don't think the Dolphins are ready. Right there. Dolphins future looks bright, but I don't think they're ready. I mean,
I don't think Tua's for real. And the Jets are the Jets. End of story. With
Jets
the
Jets.
Jets
they're out. They're out.
Yeah. The Jets. You know, Mark Sanchez ain't coming out of the locker room to eat a couple hot dogs on the sideline.
The butt fumble for the boys.
Watch out, Patriots, dude.
AFC West is an easy one. We got to do Chiefs. I mean, they're still pissed off about the Super Bowl.
Hands down.
Chargers, Chiefs. Watch out for the Chargers. I think Chiefs
are the team to beat, and I think they run away with the division. I think the Chargers finish second. I think they squeak into the playoffs. I think the Chargers have a tough game right out of the gate, though. They got to go cross country, play a 10 a.m. game in Washington. Rookie coach taking his team across the country. It's a tough game.
We've seen the sophomore slump before. I mean, Herbert, we love the guy, but it could happen. We've seen it before. So it's
Chiefs the team to beat.
Chiefs. I mean, everyone, it's not a shocker there. NFC North, that's another team I think Packers come right back and win it too, don't you?
I completely agree. I think the Packers are the team to beat there. I think the Vikings finish second. I don't think the Bears are for real. Obviously, Detroit's not for real. I think the Vikings put up a fight. They maybe get into the playoffs.
They usually do.
I don't like what I'm hearing from out of their camp.
They're still mad that Cousins isn't vaccinated. I don't like what I'm hearing from Vikings camp at all. The team seems against each other on that. But
Packers.
Yeah. No surprises here. NFC South, dude. Bucks, dude.
No.
Right?
Hands down.
Hands down, dude. There's not much else to say. They're coming back with 22 starters back. So, I mean, this let's go to the best division in the NFL. No sarcasm aside, the NFC East.
All right.
Throw darts, bro. Who do you
I got bold predictions on the NFC East.
They're gonna finish 7-10. Which team's gonna win the division when it finishes 7-10? What's your bold prediction?
My bold prediction, well, not so bold prediction. I have the Seahawks winning the division.
Oh no, so what did I say? NFC East. Oh, sorry, NFC East.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah. No, it's sorry.
NFC East, my fault.
Okay, so NFC West NFC is East. The best division. NFC East is the worst division to me. I was just being sarcastic. But yes, there you go. See what I did there? See what But now, we're on the same. You were thinking of the best division. Were you thinking of NFC West?
I like NFC. I was just on my notes.
You
bro,
were just
on my notes.
There you go.
Laser focus.
This one, who do you think, bro? I think the Eagles are trash. Daniel, I don't know, but I don't know.
Actually, I mean, I think Washington. I'll tell you this right now. I think Washington wins the division.
Fitzmagic stays healthy and their defense. I think so too, bro.
I think they are a very balanced team, and I actually say watch out for them making a deep run in the playoffs. I think they're so balanced. I kind of like what I'm seeing. They got the defense. They got guys to throw to. They got guys to run the ball. They got a decent quarterback. They're balanced. Watch out.
Here's the thing though. Who do they fit with? Does the team that wins the division finish with their winning record?
Yes.
You think they have a winning record? Okay.
They do, yes. I think that Washington's defense will keep them in so many games.
Yeah,
that
Chase Young's a bad man. That guy is a bad man.
Bad man. I think the Cowboys finish second.
Mm-hmm.
I do have the Cowboys making the playoffs in second place.
Okay.
But I think, again, every year there's so much hype on the Cowboys. Yeah. Hard knocks.
Their offense is going to be amazing as long as Dak, but their D is
their
still.
Their defense can't stop anybody. Yeah. And I would not be surprised. I would not be surprised if the Eagles give them a run for their money for second place.
Okay. I think Eagles are going to be trash, but hey, there you go. It's good.
I think Hurts is mobile. Like he's gonna be running around. I think he's got a lot of rookies. He's got a lot of young talent on the
that's
team.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, they do.
Who knows?
Oh yeah, that's true. Who knows? And then now going to the best division in the league, I think.
All right. Who you got? Go for it.
I'll talk about another bad man. I'm going with Donald and the Rams. I think they got this division, bro. And with bringing Stafford there, I don't see them losing the division. What do you think?
All right. Bold prediction number two. I don't have the Rams making the playoffs.
Oh, dude, I like it. Dude, hot takes.
I don't have the Rams making the playoffs.
And did you hear? Okay, so I'll give you – you might be right on this because I think it was Dan Patrick was talking about it. Vegas last year had the team total – they're saying with Stafford it only changed the game.
Oh, I think it's less. It's half a game.
It's half a game.
I thought it was 10 to 10 and a half.
I thought Stafford was supposed to be this much better. So Vegas knows, dude. Vegas knows.
Do you want another stat?
What's the other stat?
And I actually heard this stat today. Did you know Matthew Stafford's career record against teams with a winning record?
What is it?
6-68. Matthew Stafford is a little skewed stats
because it is the Lions.
The Lions, but do not forget how much talent he had in the Lions. He had the running backs. He had Calvin, Megatron.
He
had I can't think of his name. The guy that popped for the DUI out of Notre Dame. He had the wide receivers. Marvin Harrison on their side?
No, Marvin Jones. He's good too. Marvin Jones.
He's had a lot of talent, dude. I don't know if Stafford's the real deal that everybody makes him out to be. I don't know if he's going
to be the savior for the Rams. I like your take, and I might end up being wrong about this. I think you're right. It's a lot of hype, and now it's so much pressure now. Dude, there's no pressure in Detroit.
68 against teams with a winning record.
There's no pressure in Detroit.
There isn't.
No, now Rams, dude, there's a lot of – I mean, L.A., there's so many teams, and – I know LA fans kind of really, they only care about Dodgers and Lakers, but there's still a lot of pressure. They're supposed to be good this year.
I have nothing against the Rams. I'm just saying I am not sipping the Stafford Kool-Aid. I don't think he's going to be the savior that all of a sudden takes them farther than what Goff did.
I like it.
I don't have them making the playoffs. That's my bold prediction. I got the Seahawks
winning
the division.
I like it, man.
I got Niners making the playoffs.
Oh shit! Yeah, second. That's what I'm saying. That's why this division is so good. Niners, people are forgetting about them, dude. 2 years ago, they were Super Bowl and they should have won, but Jimmy G, freaking Oaf does the overthrow to Kittle. Unbelievable.
I got the Niners making the playoffs, finishing behind the Seahawks.
Do we see Trey Lance at all? We'll just see packages, or
absolutely, we see him. Yeah. I think we see him. I think Mostert's days are numbered. I think Sermon will
Sermon's take over a beast, the backfield dude, soon. I know. Oh yeah, I like it too.
I don't know. I like the Niners.
This year. We're not riding the Seahawks this year. I think they just rely on too much Russell Wilson, don't you?
Yeah.
I mean, they're good. Though, they're gonna be good, and they're he's. Good.
And I think last year their biggest issue was pass protection, and I think they upped their game in pass.
They upped the game, that's gonna be crazy.
I think the NFC is stacked. NFC as a whole is stacked.
I agree, and no, I totally agree. AFC.
Okay, let's see. What do you think? AFC. Who your AFC conference championship game. Let's go there. Who you seen the top two teams in AFC conference? I mean, we both got to have the Chiefs, right?
I don't see how the Chiefs don't get there, do you?
You got to have the Chiefs. The Chiefs are in it. Who do they play, though, is the question. Who are the Chiefs going to play in that AFC championship game?
That's what I'm saying. The AFC, they're so top-heavy, you know what I mean?
Exactly. I agree.
Oh, man. I was just saying that the Bills are too hyped. I don't want to go and say them when I just said they were too hyped. Man, dude.
You know what? Screw it. I'll do it. Chiefs-Patriots. I'll do it.
Oh,
you heard it here first. I'll say Chiefs Patriots.
Oh man, I like it. Damn, bro.
The Chiefs.
I'm gonna go rematch Chiefs Browns, bro. How about that?
I like it. I actually like that. That was the other one I was thinking. I was actually thinking the Browns do get there again. I like it. I'm not mad at you. I could see it. I think it's interesting. Neither one of us have the Bills. I think I don't know.
Everyone's riding their Kool-Aid. I don't know, man. NFC, how do you not take the Bucks?
This is where I got
Tommy, dude.
I have trouble with this one. If I took Tommy, I'm doing it just because I love him. And how do you pick against him? So I don't know, man. I'm in trouble with this one. But I'll do another bold prediction. I'll take the Bucks. I think everybody is sipping the Packers Kool-Aid this year, and everybody's on Aaron Rodgers. You should have won last year. You should have been in the Super Bowl last year.
I feel you on that, Packers. Bro. I know.
I don't think I'm gonna go against the grain here. I'm gonna say a Bucks Seahawks or a Bucks Washington.
Dude, I'm loving this.
Bold predictions, bro. Bold predictions.
I'm loving this bold predictions. And after all this Stafford talk, I'm gonna go Bucks Rams, dude.
All right.
I mean, I know you're.
This is on record.
It's on record. I'm going Bucks Rams, and I'm going rematch. I think I talked to you last week. I'm going Bucks Chiefs rematch. I just see it.
Okay, Bucks Chiefs.
Brady's last run, I think Bucks over Chiefs again, dude. I just don't see anyone else.
I like it. I am with you. I'm saying Bucks Chiefs. Chiefs win it.
Brady's passing the throne to Mahomes. There
exactly.
You go.
Just to give a little devil's something advocate different. And I just know. To pick something different. I'll go Seahawks, Chiefs, and Chiefs win it.
Oh, man, that would be an epic, dude. Take the over and that, whatever. I'll go
Seahawks, Chiefs win it.
All right, man. So you got Chiefs winning. I got Bucks winning.
A Western showdown at the old OK Corral. Just two gunslingers.
We're not giving people, I mean, we're just telling people what the teams that were in it last year, but whatever. We're just,
you know, bet responsibly. If you have a problem, call 1-800-GAMBLING.
I like it, dude. I like it. Hey, this is on record. Some of your hot takes, if they come through, some people are going to win some money, man. Dude, Washington.
That's what you got to do, man. You got to take those hot takes.
I know, dude. Freaking love it.
Go against the grain, dude. Go against public money. What do we always say?
Always. I agree. Public. I agree. And I'm saying that some teams are hyped and
fade the public. Everybody's the hyped public. On Packers. Everybody's hyped on the
Rams.
All right.
Bills.
Pats. I'll go Niners.
You'll go Niners. Yeah. No one's talking about the Niners. Dude, it's.
Fade the public.
But then it's easy to say all this now. Then, you know, then some injury happens and it's all like, oh, shit.
That's football, though.
But that's football. That's football. I know. Yeah. But that's why we get the picks out now. And all right, dude, should we get in? Should we stay on NFL, get into week one right now? Or should we go?
I could stay on week one NFL all the way through Monday night. We can talk about it the rest next 5 days in a row.
Let's talk about some of these games. Let's talk about some of these games, and then we'll get into our action at the urinal, right?
All right, let's do it. We still got a little college to talk about too. We got to talk about
college too. Let's get into
another big week.
Tomorrow we got Bucks Cowboys. Do you see a close game in that?
I don't. I think the Bucks run away. The Bucks in that game are not one of my locks of the week in NFL, but I think the Bucks win it.
I think that's a great survivor pick this week if you guys are in the survivor pools. Them or maybe the Rams. What about you? You like Niners against Lions. I know you like a survivor this week.
I mean, is that too easy? Do you save the Lions for a game for another? Yeah, you know, I think you save whoever the Lions are playing for another.
Yeah, week. They say don't take road teams and survivors, so I'll give them that. But
I think the Bucks would be a good survivor pick. I'm trying to think, another good survivor pick might be. I would say a good survivor pick right now would be the Panthers.
Yeah, dude, that's going to be a good revenge game for Darnold, right?
Panthers at home against the Jets. I think that's a good survivor pick. I mean, the Jaguars and Texans, just that's a game to stay away from, right?
Oh, my God. If you're
watching that. Garbage versus garbage. Yeah.
If you're betting on that, then you got to call the 1-800.
I can't wait for us to be at Yards or at Miss Robinson and somebody walks in and just says, can you guys throw the Houston versus Jacksonville game on the TV?
Why we have Steelers Bills on? Someone's going to be like, yeah, can we put the – I was like, dude, or what? Oh, my God. Dude, I mean, we'll just talk about some of the marquee games. I mean, Packers Saints is going to be great. Obviously, we'll miss Breeze, but dude, Jameis, let's go, Jameis.
Packers Saints. I mean, I think one of the biggest games is Chiefs Browns. Like we said, right out of the gate, Chiefs Browns.
I agree, dude. Look at that, one p.m. slate, bro. Unbelievable. Pats Dolphins. Chiefs Browns.
Pats Dolphins. Packers Saints.
Oh my
Broncos
gosh.
Giants. Bears Rams.
And then the 10 o'clock games. I mean, Steelers Bills is great. And then Seahawks Colts is great.
I think that's why, dude. I think there's so many great games. I think Seahawks Colts is a fantastic game. I mean, those are two playoff bound teams, I think, in my opinion, right there. I think Chargers Washington is
that's a great game. That's a sneaky good game, too. I agree, dude. We got to find somewhere with like 20 million TVs.
I'm not down, you know, I'll be there. I think a couple of crappy games I'm not really too interested in is I'm not really interested in the Cardinals Titans game.
Yeah, Falcons. It's kind of a sneaky good game too. Titans, right? Titans Cardinals.
Vikings Bengals just doesn't really do much for me.
Yeah. Broncos Giants doesn't do much for me either.
I mean, I agree. Yeah. I think the Giants are terrible. I don't see anything from the Giants, but I don't know. I think you know what. Any football is better than no football. So I would take any of these games.
I'm just ready. So pumped. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable, bro. And can we talk about okay. Well, let's not get to our picks. Can we just talk how awesome that was to have fans back for college?
Dude, that weekend was phenomenal, man. Some of those games.
The jump around, the Enter Sandman, dude. Goosebumps, bro. That was unbelievable.
Wisconsin. Yeah, dude. I mean, I was watching the Sunday night game in Florida State down in Lake Campbell.
Yeah. Oh, dude, yeah, your team held State on, fans. Bro. Your team held
they
on.
Held on. They held on. But you know what, that dude? People are giving Notre Dame crap, dude. That's such a hard thing.
Oh,
to
I know.
Do.
Good for think, Milton. Man. And that Milton. These, that's a great story coming back from injury.
Yeah. I loved that story, but taking 18, 19 year olds on the road for the first time in over a year with a hostile environment.
Yeah.
And a hard place to play like Florida State. It's humid. It's packed. Those fans are intense. And Notre Dame to come out with a squeaker, I'll take it, dude.
That just showed how much we missed college fans, dude. Because remember last year, dude, it was great to see.
Yeah.
And that's what it's all about. What do you think of week two slate? There's a couple, I mean, it's not as great as last week. There's a couple of good ones. Iowa State, right?
And Iowa State, I think, is a great matchup. I love Iowa State.
Oregon,
to win that
Ohio
game.
State. That's a good two.
It's a big point spread. Vegas doesn't think it's going to be close. They got Ohio State minus 14 and a half. Vegas is saying that
Oregon
can't hang.
Oregon struggled Fresno State, but Fresno State might not be too bad.
Well, it could have been a look ahead game. You know, oh, Oregon, hey. You know, Oregon has to prove themselves on a big stage. You know,
since we are LA, ahead. Dude, props to, dude, we didn't even get into it. UCLA, baby. Now they're ranked
16. I'm not even surprised. We called that. That was free money. I hope you all listened to us. That was free money. We've been saying that one for 2 weeks.
We said that one we did
before the season even started. UCLA.
Yeah, and we said money line. Dude, that's awesome for them. Chip Kelly's all the way back. I like what I'm seeing.
Ed Ogeron talking trash on the way into the stadium. Sissy blue shirts, come on, dude. Man. Yeah. Later, bro. I'm pretty sure UCLA beat you in the year that you were coaching USC.
They did. I do love Coach O, but hey, come on, bro. Come on. He's lucky he had what's his name? Who's the Bengals QB right now? He's lucky he had him on the team. That team was ridiculous.
Oh, Joe Burrow.
No, I know. That team was LSU. Unbelievable. That team, every freaking guy. Yeah, I know.
That was one of the best college football teams in history, maybe.
Yeah. All right. Well, I mean,
there's some good games.
Before we get games. Into our picks and all that, any other sports we got to talk about? We don't need to talk about soccer this week, right? Still going into the...
Nah, not a big soccer. Not a lot happened in soccer this week.
Is the Joker...
club team start up again.
Dude, is the Joker winning right now? Is he going to lose? He's going for the Grand Slam.
He's winning the second set. He's up on the second set.
Oh, right, he already now. Did win this. Of course. This is what he does, dude. He loses the first set, and then he went 6-2 the second set, and now he's going to take over.
He does it every time. And you know what? Speaking of soccer, just a quick 2-second soccer update.
USA's losing, right?
USA's down 1-0 to Honduras in a big World Cup qualifier match. So is USA going to just blow it again?
Oh, gosh. Dude, it's not fun when they don't make the World Cup, bro.
Yeah, Joker might win out. He might win straight sets now after losing the first.
We should always just fade Joker first set. The heck are we doing?
We would have been up so big. That's a great call. He always drops the first set.
Dude, how are we losing to Dude, Honduras is owning us right now. Are they a pretty good squad?
No.
What the heck is going on?
No.
We just suck. Well,
I'm interested. USA, they got a young squad. They didn't bring the same players that beat Mexico twice. They got all these different guys. Pulisic, some of the stars are not playing.
I think he's out there tonight, though. He didn't play the other night. I know he's out there tonight, but I mean, I don't know. It's still early. We've seen some changes before. But
yeah.
Let's get back into what people listen to this podcast for is our freaking picks, obviously, right?
Free money, you mean?
Actually, at the urinal, what do we end up going, dude? We said we're giving out free money.
We said we're giving out free money. So our record last week was 5-2 combined. We each had one loss. Your only loss was the Wisconsin pick. Oh, mine was screw the Oregon them, State. Bro. We won the other five, though. We were both on Georgia, both on UCLA.
We're not even adding the money line that we told add on to UCLA and Georgia.
Your Michigan was huge. Your Michigan just dominated.
Oh, dude. Right off the bat, dude, I was like, oh, that's a lock.
I'm going to give myself a little props. I did Tulane. Say I don't like Tulane taking was awesome. Chalk. Ole Miss.
The EB easy, B-Day special. Thank you for that lock on my birthday, bro.
I told you, Louisville cannot play on the road. But the big one, my big lock was Tulane. I said 31.5 points.
They almost won outright.
Massive. They lost by 5.
I know.
31.5. Come on, Vegas. Even I had you on that one. Nobody defends home field better than Tulane.
All right. Okay. So we can. Well, so since
5-2.
Okay. 5-2. That's awesome. Since we got NFL this week, we might have to give out some more winners, but.
I got too many.
Like too many. We'll stick it to 5 this week. I'm only going to do a couple college, but I'm going to give 3 NFL.
All right. I'll give some college because college is my wheelhouse.
Who do you like in college? I'll just give 2. You give us a few. You could do it quick since we got an NFL to get into. Give us some quick ones.
I'm going college. Here we go. Cal. Cal is 11-4 against the spread as a road dog under Coach Wilcox. 11-4 against the spread. They're getting 11.5 at TCU. I like Cal a lot in that game, getting 11.5 at TCU. I'll stick with college real quick. New Mexico. New Mexico is 3-14 as a home favorite. They're at home. They're giving up 19 to in-state rival New Mexico State. Way too many points to be given up to an in-state rival, especially when you're horrible against the spread at home.
I like it.
Fade New Mexico. New Mexico State getting 19 all day. I'll give you one more college special right here. Akron is 6-25 as a home dog in their last five seasons. Give me Temple -7 at Akron.
I love it, bro. I'll give you three. Actually, I got three college specials. I got three college because this is how I usually do college football. I look for the bounce backs after a trash performance. Starting off with Wisconsin -26 against Eastern Michigan. I think they have a huge back performance, right? I think they win 4 touchdowns or more. Miami, they played Alabama. Let's not forget, people, Miami is supposed to be good this year. Alabama is just a freaking third Alabama.
They're beasts.
Favored by 9 against App State. I know everyone and their mom's going to be on App State, guaranteed. They're guaranteed.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And give me UNC -25.5 home against Georgia State. UNC. They had a bunch
bounce of back.
So I just think those three teams will bounce. I don't always second favorites, but I think those three teams bounce back. Let's go.
I like it. You know what? Let me sneak one more in real quick. Let me sneak one more in. Again, I don't like taking chalk, but I'm taking chalk here. Jimbo, as a road favorite at Texas A&M, is undefeated. He's never lost a spread as a road favorite.
Oh, shit.
Texas A&M -17 at Colorado.
I like it.
Perfect. He stays perfect as against the spread as a road favorite.
Oh, man. All right. Now to the main event, NFL week one.
The meat and potatoes right here.
I think starting off with tomorrow, I don't see how Tampa doesn't win by 10 or more. I really don't. I think it might be too easy, but I just don't see it. What do you think?
Okay.
I mean, you don't have to be. That's not your pick.
Not my pick. Okay, I like Tampa. Yeah. 8.5 is a lot of points.
Public's going to be – Public's still best Cowboys, right? Always, huh?
So we'll, of course, America's team.
Yeah. All right, you go. There's some good ones I like, bro. But it's
okay. I'll give you my first action lock at the urinal here. I'm going Panthers -4.5 at home against the Jets. Sam Darnold wants something to prove. I think Sam Darnold wants to shove it down the Jets' throat. I love the Panthers covering 4.5.
I love it. Oh yeah, this is our action at the urinal, brought to you by what's your. You don't have the bar next to
Melts. I ate them all, dude. They're so good. I ate them all. Oh, yeah. I ate them all. I got to tell them, hey, Melts, send us some more.
There goes our sponsor. Okay. Another one. Okay. You said you liked that.
I like the Panthers -4.5 at home against the Jets.
Bro, give me the Colts +2.5 and money line. I don't understand this. I think Colts got this, dude. I don't understand the line. I don't know. Wentz is back. Colts are good at home. Seahawks, you know, they're not the same. Give me the Colts. Give me the Colts, dude.
I like the Seahawks in the game. They were one of my preliminary locks.
Okay. All them.
I had to narrow it down. I narrowed it down, so I took the Seahawks off. I narrowed it down.
You took them off. All right. Because we can't go against each other. Come on. All right. Who do you got?
Correct. This one? So I took them off. They're not one of my locks, but I do like Seattle. I'll give you one right now. I'm going to give you a little total. I'm going to give you a little overaction.
I like it. Let's go.
I'm going to give you the early game. Chargers Redskins over 44.5.
Okay, a little Fitz Herb shootout.
Yep, I like all it. Right. I know we were hyping Washington's defense. I still think Washington's defense is legit,
and Chargers is too. But
yeah, I like it over 44.5. I think they put up a lot of points. I think they're coming out to show the world what each team has. I think they throw the ball around. I think they go over.
Since we're sticking on totals, dude. Dude, I'm going to stick to it. Get me an over on the Cardinals Titans. That goes way over. What's they have at a 52? Oh, dude, I don't see
that's
either
a lot of points.
I don't see either defense stopping each other. Do you? I think that's
I'm showing 52.
I'm seeing 38, 30, 38, 20. Yeah, dude.
It's a good call. I'll sprinkle a little on that with you.
Yeah, the over. I love the over in that.
I like it. That's a good call.
I think there's a game that we agree on. Let's give a E&P winner this week. And I think, let's see if I agree with you on Pat's minus three against
Dolphins. Oh, I had it.
I think that's one of the biggest locks of the week.
Get the padlock, get the combo lock, get it all. That is,
throw them in all your parlays, throw them over
the Patriots minus three. The Dolphins are not for real. Tua is not for real. The Patriots have something to prove. The Patriots minus three. Take it to the bank. You'll thank us on Monday.
I love it, man. And then one more. Oh no, there's two dogs I like. Because no
dogs I like, I don't think anybody else has them.
Okay, no one's gonna take these spreads, but give me Lions plus 7.5 and Texans plus three because everyone thinks both teams suck and no one's I love both those. Yeah, who's your dogs?
Okay, I guess I saved my biggest bold predictions for the end.
Yeah,
I like two dogs. I just think these lines are fishy. I think they're getting points and I like it. I'm going, give me the Saints getting 4.5 against the Packers.
Okay. Oh, you know, everyone's going to be on Packers, guaranteed.
That's why. Give me the Saints getting 4.5.
Yeah.
And here's one you're not going to like. Give me the Bears getting 7.5 against the Rams.
I'm not a Rams guy. You know that. Oh, no, it's okay.
The Bears getting 7.5.
I like that
hook,
too. It seems
that hook
too
is going to kill people.
Yeah, it seems too easy. I agree. And tell me how this parlay doesn't lose, though, starting with tomorrow night. Just all money line. All money line.
Yeah.
All right. Bucks, money line. Niners, money line. Bills, money line. And Rams, money line. Tell me how that doesn't lose, that four-teamer. Oh, and Chiefs.
You put the Rams money line in there?
Yeah. I know you think the Bears might win, but Bears, Chiefs. Oh, no, sorry. Rams, Chiefs. Write these down, bro. Bills.
Rams. Chiefs. Bills. Niners. Bucks. That's what you said. Boom.
Yes. Right there. Tell me how that doesn't lose.
You know what? I'll swap out the Rams for the Patriots.
I like that. Do that. Oh, yeah. I did say throw Pats in every parlay. Dude, I think that's our lock of the week right there, right?
I don't know, man. The Rams are the ones that scare me. I think our lock of the week is the Patriots. Patriots minus three.
That, put them we're everything. Riding. If they lose, we're not doing a pod.
And actually, you know what? I'm gonna give you another potential upset, another watch out for.
Mm-hmm.
Monday night, give me the Raiders.
Dude.
Getting 4.5. Give me the Raiders at home, Monday night, brand new stadium.
Fans are there. 4.5. They're all fully vaxxed. And I think money line, too.
Vegas is going to be going off for that game.
Dude, it's going to be I wish we were there. Shit. And no, Ravens are banged up. I know Lamar is a beast, but he can't, mm-hmm. can't do it all on his own. What do they have? Gus Edwards?
Yeah.
Ray Lewis ain't going to do a dance out Carr. That door. Yeah. Oh, man. I'm just pumped. We got too many. Oh, man.
I like a lot of underdogs, bro. I like those dogs. You know what? I'm going to do that. I'm going to throw a three-team Saints, Bears, Raiders. Give me the points in all three of those games.
Okay, I like it. I love it, man. And Survivor, I'm taking Bucks this week. Who are you taking to Survivor?
Survivor, I am going Panthers.
Panthers. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Going Panthers over the Jets. You got Bucks?
Yeah, I got Bucks.
All right.
This is going to be great to look back at every week.
It's football time. Are you ready for some football time,
boys? Let's go and keep going. Go Dodgers.
Let's go.
Enjoy Tom Brady tomorrow. Dodgers play 10-10 tomorrow. Let's go.
We'll do a recap after week one. We'll count all our money. We'll accept all the thank yous from everybody for taking all of our picks 5-2 last week combined. I'm pretty sure we're not going to lose a game this week. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, our record's going to be over 800 by week two. It's fine. It's fine.
If you want to play it safe, just put your whole entire bankroll on the Patriots.
There you go.
Patriots minus three. Just call it a day and don't even worry about it.
That's how it goes. All right, we're out. We'll see you for episode 22.
Later.